Me not see her doing it, Mr. Perkins.
How you know she did it?
Mr. Perkins.
How you know she did it?
Mr. Perkins, Hermine almost killed me, so he who feels it knows it.
Hermine almost killed you?
Yes, Mr. Perkins, he
tell
me who about feels
that.
It knows it.
How she kill you?
And that girl with Carol, she's a wicked girl. Mr. Perkins, she's the first one that tells us that her mother won't work in Wobia. Her mother has a wall road down there full of Wobia aisle. Her mother has blood on the counter. I'm a gang light on the counter and I'm niggas here, Mr. Perkins.
Yeah.
After you, when you and I meet again,
you saw it?
It's not the first one to tell us that me in the tells us I'm a walking over there.
You saw it?
Yes, sir, can me go show me, Mr. Perkins.
She show you the candle?
Yes, Mr. Perkins.
Where?
Blood under the counter and the wall robe full of oil, Mr. Perkins.
The wall robe?
Different wall robe full of oil, different type of oil, Mr. Perkins.
Where the wall robe was?
In Hermine House, Mr. Perkins. Me and Carly's friend, Mr. Perkins.
You and Carly's friend?
Yes, Mr. Perkins. I'm and him and I can't agree, Mr. Perkins. I'm and I run him out every day, Mr.
Then
Perkins.
How, didn't you tell us that your name was Carly?
Mr. Perkins, what me get you understand that?
You are Carly?
Mr. Perkins.
Hello?
It's not Carly then. You don't know why you ain't think from nobody about obviously,
no,
Mr. Perkins.
No, but you told, when you called, you said that you were Carly.
Yes, Mr. Perkins, because I get to understand.
So you
me,
what you said was not true.
Not them talking to you, Mr. Perkins.
What you said was not true. You told a lie.
Mr. Perkins, I have to tell a lie because I never tell a lie, Mr. Perkins. You don't want to hear
so whenever,
me, Mr.
So whenever it suits you, you tell a lie.
Mr. Perkins, I don't care what you want.
I am
you
asking
you.
Me a liar. I'm asking you. When it suits you, you tell lies.
When what suits me?
When it, whatever suits you. You tell lie. When it suits you to tell a lie, you tell a lie.
Because it suits me right now to tell a lie, Mr. Perkins.
So you tell a lie?
Yes, Mr. Perkins.
So for all we know.
Then alone you want to hear things
from
you to hear nothing from me.
For all we know, it may suit you to tell a lie that these people are working over you.
Mr. Perkins, I'm sure. I'm sure it's the only lie I tell, Mr. Perkins, when I say that I'm Caroline. That's the only lie I tell.
But if we know that you're somebody disposed to tell lies, how can we know when you that you're now telling
Mr.
the truth?
Mr. Perkins, the whole entire Jamaica know that she's a wicked woman.
How
and
does
just
it?
I just want to start up to a brother who was a careless yesterday to talk to you, Mr. Perkins. They want to hear nothing from nobody at all.
But I have the counselor here. The counselor was telling me what he did. Came with a long list, including people that this lady was supposed to have killed.
That, Mr. Perkins, that was only the scratch. The amount, that is only what Mr. Marat spoke upon.
But let me ask you something.
Mr. Perkins, Mr. Marat never do anything else. We need to call in Mr. Marat, you know. Because we cannot take the confrontation of the learners on police them anymore. We have to call in Mr. Marat, of this, our counselor. The police coming here running down the guy standing there with guns in no reason at all. Because nobody should light the fire. Police was there in the firelight and nobody should light the fire.
Well, hold on a bit.
Up to the guy that gets locked up for it is a PNP.
Oh, there's a guy that gets locked up for it.
And he's a PNP.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't there on the spot neither.
Uh-huh.
Because police was there.
So hold on a bit.
Fire.
It's Labour Party. It's not PNP people who are doing it. It's Labour Party people.
But Mr. Perry, we are talking, you're going on like it's politics.
Well, the
so it's to be clear, it's not politics.
But the counselor,
because Mr. Marat's a labor rights counselor.
Yes.
And the guy that gets, the guy accused is PNP. Area leader. Oh, you're coming to tell Mr. Marat about politics.
Oh, you
he's the one that brings politics into this thing.
Yes, I'm saying that if, as a political leader, he should be more responsible than he has been.
More responsible about what,
yes,
what you mean, Mr. Perkins?
He cannot be going around encouraging.
What Mr. Marat do?
He's encouraging you in superstition.
No, Mr. Perkins, Mr. Marat, what is there not even when the fire set to the house?
He's encouraging you in superstition.
Mr. Marat encouraging nothing, Mr. Perkins.
Mr. Marat.
Mr. Perkins.
Mr. Marat.
Why are you there?
Mr. Marat should be telling you.
Why are you there?
Mr.
Perkins, you're not asking. You're telling me something.
I am telling you something.
You're telling me something.
Yes, I'm telling you
something. It seems like you were there.
I am
telling you. It seems like you are having working the warrior just to see him win.
Yes.
He looks up.
Uh-huh.
Now me here, you talk, he's a warrior man too.
Yes. I tell you something.
Yes.
People are hearing you all over.
I know
over
that people
are
hearing you. People are hearing you. When you are disrespecting all of us.
People.
From Turkey, disrespecting
people are hearing you.
And people hearing you.
All over Jamaica, and they are forming an impression of you.
Yes, not Mr.
Right?
Perkins.
They're forming an impression.
You're just like, oh,
of the kind of person.
About me too.
They're forming an impression of the
just,
kind.
They formed one about you yesterday at the way you disrespect all of us.
They're forming an impression of the kind of person that you are.
And she has not. Her minister said the bell.
The kind
of pretending that she's somebody.
The kind
of coming to this town that she's somebody.
The
she's turning a water and phony at Mr.
The
Burns.
Kind of ignorant, superstitious.
Because it's out of order, Mr. Perkins. That's the reason we have to get so ignorant. It is very out of order, Mr. Perkins.
You
have no manners.
You sound ignorant and you sound superstitious.
Mr. Perkins, what hurt me more than all?
Huh?
You're gonna tell Mr. Morris about it, that is disgrace for the Jamaican party.
Because he should be telling you the kind of half-witted person that you are. Right?
You was watching JBC News the day with the Padlock at Supreme Court.
Which
you come and say you don't believe about Wobia. The frog. The Supreme Court, the Padlock, you come and tell me they don't believe about Wobia, Mr. Perkins.
Why should Herman Behold be in the whole lot of you down there then?
What you saying?
What have you done or why she
Mr. Perkins, she was going to try some mother woman thing, that's what she was going to do.
Oh, you mean try some mother woman thing?
She come when she plant your yard done.
Yeah.
She come and tell you say she farm like she a mother woman now.
But I hear you're paying people $1,000 a time to dig up the yard.
Perkins, that's not true.
It's not true.
That's not true.
Hold on a little bit for me.
This warehouse specialist so
crazy, Mom. You are saying
yes.
That she was trying to do
yeah.
is to bury these things in people's houses,
yeah.
people's yards,
yeah.
and then she would go around
yeah.
and tell people that this had happened, and then they would pay her to
dig it up,
to dig it up again.
Yes.
Right. Now, so she really does not have any Obia powers.
Mr. Perkins,
eh?
Next time you meet her, you see?
Uh-huh.
Ask her what she do with Miss Davis. But Mr. Perkins.
Wait, no, hold on a moment. Let me, no. Let us take this step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
She don't really have any Obia power.
She have powers, Mr. Perkins.
She has power?
Yes, Mr. Perkins.
She can do things.
Yes, Mr. Perkins.
Like kill people and
stuff. Yes, Mr. Perkins.
And she kill, you know, she kill people.
She kill, she kill a man named Mas Ivan, Mr.
Perkins. Mas Ivan?
Yes, Mr.
At the courthouse.
Yes, Mr. Perkins.
Uh-huh. And the lady, and she killed the lady whose party she buried her father in law.
Yes, I soon touch that point. You see, that man that she killed at the Lioness on Quarter, she accused that man of giving that man wife, of giving her daughter Carlin Big Belly.
Uh-huh.
Right. When it was she who do it.
Uh-huh.
And she burned, I think she go in the woman's house.
Uh-huh.
And they have, all of us in the district raise on the woman, and she chop up the woman. The woman chop her and she chop the woman to the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
She take away the woman's book.
Uh-huh.
She burn the woman.
Hold on a minute. She killed the man. So she can do things.
Yes, Mr. Perkins.
Then what about the black man with him head tied that walked through the shop door? You saw that too?
Which black man name it?
I hear about well.
He didn't kill the man yet.
Somebody tell me that the counselor said yesterday up here.
Mm-hmm.
That he never believed till when he see the black man with the med tie walk through the shop door.
Which black man?
So I don't know why I hear about this black man with his head tied.
Mr. Perkins, I know nothing about no black man.
You don't know it?
No.
You don't know about that man?
No.
That walked through the door of the shop.
The counselor never tell nobody that night, Mr. Perkins.
He told the lady up here that. Told several people up
the
here.
The people them is a liar up there, Mr. Perkins. Mr. Perkins.
All right.
You know that.
But let me ask you this.
Wait, Mr. Perkins.
Yes.
Hold on a minute.
Yes. Yes, yes.
It's when they're digging up a yard.
But could I ask?
The evening.
Could I ask you this?
Yes.
Yes, when they're digging up a yard Friday evening.
Yes. That's when they see the ghost with the rapid, some of that, what Mr. Marge tell them.
Yes. That walk through the shop door.
Yes, Mr. Perkins.
You know about that?
Yes, Mr. Perkins.
Then how you tell me I didn't know about it?
Mr. Perkins, I never you see a black man. I know one that it wasn't a black man.
Oh, it was a black man.
It was Terry that somewhere the others put me bucket.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Perkins, the people never supposed to take inside here because I was with the program, Mr. Perkins.
Uh-huh.
You'd answer no, you understand clear
what they what time of day was this that the Duffy walked through the shop door? Through the door?
About 3 o'clock in the evening.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes,
broad daylight.
Huh?
Broad daylight.
Mr. Perkins. So be walking down there like man and woman.
No?
Yes.
Oh, you're joking.
I hear Miss Florence. What you was laughing. Mr. Perkins, as far as I'm concerned, I don't believe in God.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Because you're a dark woman.
Who burned the shop? Newman says he don't know. Who called police? Newman says he don't know. You go back and you tell the woman, God never tell her who called the police.
I'm asking her. That means because God tell her a holy person according to her?
After the program, I'm
asking about this job in the body. With his head tied. I walk through the door.
Yes, you
said that. And you said, Dr. Walking up and down, down in the cell door.
Yes, Mr. Perkins. Yes, Mr. Perkins. Mr. Perkins, you know that.
You know why you try to buy a priest? Why a priest that you have priest or something like that?
Why?
Because he cannot read.
But you can't read.
No! I mean for all whoever.
But I had a pretty lovely cup.
No, Mr. President, that's a lie.
Not true.
That's a lie.
And she come and try to trust liquor from the lady and she refused to trust her.
Mr. Perkins, that's a lie.
Huh?
That's a lie.
The lady is right here, you know.
I know that she's there.
Uh-huh.
She's a liar.
Let me ask. She just suddenly appear up. She walked through the wall into the studio a minute ago.
Mr. Perkins.
You believe that?
What is that?
That she walked through the wall. She just come and her daughter come through the roof. And just appear up in front of me a while ago. You believe that?
No, I know that they was there.
You know that they were there. Don't believe that. Then how you believe the Duffy walked through the door?
She ain't a Duffy, Mr. Perkins. She can't work there, so she ain't no God.
But let me ask.
Mr. Perkins, you can't teach me like what you say. I can't read.
Let me ask.
You can't do me like what you do.
Let me ask you this.
That's why they use it because they cannot read.
Hold on a minute. If the lady is so powerful and can do all these wonderful things, then why is it that she has had to run away and leave Mitchell Town?
Because God turned her skirt over her head, no.
God turned her skirt over her head.
She was supposed to kill Esther, daughter, which she loves.
Uh-huh.
And because she can't afford to kill Esther, that's why this fall down on her right now.
I follow what you mean. Why is this happening in Mitchelltown? Tell me that.
Ask her. She's right there with you, Mr. Perkins. Ask her.
The first thing that happened was that
she reached the stage right because she killed her child, Mr. Perkins. She can't afford to that, so God turned her skirt over her.
Could I ask you this question? The lady who came here yesterday, the lady with the hat,
Lingam Viking, she's a laugh of star.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She started warning. What's her name?
Florence. Mm-hmm.
So Florence is the one started, the first thing that happened is that Florence started warning.
Yes.
I see. Uh-huh.
And then Becky start walking and telling people what's going on out now them yard.
Uh-huh. Becky start to reveal.
And a Florence alone, I want people from all over up to last week Saturday. A lady come there whining, and this is the first time the woman come here. That's the first time the woman come there crying for mighty woman, and she come out her yard and throw water on the lady, and the lady never say, Ermine. Mighty woman, and she don't know the lady from Adam.
Hold on.
And she come out and throw water on the lady.
Okay, let us hear from her. She's here.
Yes.
Talking to the microphone for me. You know Florence?
Yes, sir.
Where you know her from?
Mitchelltown. Was a little girl, I know her.
You from your little girl?
Yes, sir.
You and she have anything?
Yes, sir.
What?
Then I was such a good friend.
Uh-huh.
She used to, when she get the work at Banana First, I have to lend her money to go to work, lend her money to buy her fall season.
Uh-huh.
And she bought a little banana there and write it and I sell it for her.
Uh-huh.
But at that time, she have a son that married and his wife is in America.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter, one of my daughter that working now, keeping the man,
uh-huh.
His son. So
your daughter was keeping her son?
Yes.
In America?
No, the son was out here while the wife was over
there. Keeping the son for her?
Yeah.
For him? The wife was abroad?
Yeah, my daughter and his son was along.
Oh, your daughter and his son was along?
Yes, but...
Your daughter and Florence's son?
Yes, but his son was already married.
Yes.
And she know about it.
Yes.
Because sometimes she leave green banana there for me to give my daughter to cook for his son because
yes.
The wife is American.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, as his son go away and come back in here before last December, I don't know what come over because you and I are just moving just as before.
Okay. Hold on just a moment for me. So back here. So you say all of a sudden she started quarreling.
Yes.
You don't know why she
just come out and said, loose me son, Herman, loose me son. So me were frightened because me and I never have anything.
Uh-huh.
And this son ride a bicycle because him did come from America now. And he ride a bicycle now and come and tell me not to answer her because he look like she's a mad woman, don't know what come over her because we used to move good and him know that me and him, my daughter, and he used to keep long time before he get to go home from.
Uh-huh.
And away that.
So your daughter and him not together again?
No, no.
Uh-huh.
So aware that now each time he's she's going to church, she will pass and through Ghana sing and all those things. And so
Ghana sing?
Yes, Ghana sing like, you better move, you got to move. When God gets ready, you got to move. And they will say, how long you know, we take with this sitting here. And before me no make my son come out of this, I put on my Bible and walk.
What is it that your son is to come out of?
That's my daughter.
Oh.
I hope you're one, Freda.
Uh-huh.
To leave.
So she thinks that you're overbearing?
No, yes. No, not that.
Yes.
Yes. Hold on. Okay. She was overbearing the young man to stay with our daughter. Hello, caller?
Hello.
That's what you believe? That no. She is overbearing the young man to stay with our daughter?
The woman, the reason I answer that question, make me answer Ermin's question.
Yes.
Ermin, the woman, and Ermin wasn't no friend whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
The woman have a shop. How could the woman give Ermin banana to sell while the woman have a shop? Ermin is a liar. Uh-huh. She sit in front of Mr. Perkins telling pure lies.
Uh-huh. Her son and the, and her daughter and the woman's son was together?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what happened?
The guy leave and go to America.
Yes, and then what happened?
They have no argument after the guy leave.
Uh-huh.
You man, the woman have nothing at all. And him and the guy wasn't together either.
Uh-huh.
She have one to load a man, Mr. Perkins.
Uh-huh.
She and the guy wasn't together.
I see.
So her mother is all sitting there telling pure lie, Mr. Perkins.
Uh-huh. But your mother doesn't sound like you, you know. When the thing about it is this, that your
Mr. Perkins,
ask
Miss Ermin that sitting there.
Miss Ermin,
a daughter of a child. Who is the one of the child that our daughter have? The daughter that is talking about.
Uh-huh.
Ask her who is the one of that child. If she was along with Miss Florence's son,
uh-huh.
If that child wouldn't have a father, and that child have not a father, she breed for Juna Gooden, and Juna Gooden don't worry because about the type of girl she was. Junior could not own that child.
Uh-huh. Look here, Bob. I tell you something. Miss Florence sounds like a far more reasonable person than you. That's the problem. Right?
Why you say Miss Florence sounds a far more decent person than me?
She sounds more reasonable. She's not shouting and behaving in this blackguarding way that you are behaving.
Because that's really the reason why. That she's a Christian, I'm not a Christian, I'm a worldlian.
Oh.
And Ermin that's sitting there telling lies. God will strike her. The blood of Jesus against Ermin, Mr. Perkins.
But if you're not a Christian, how are you calling down the blood of Jesus?
Florence is a child of God. Florence is not somebody like me, I'm a worldlian.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But I'm not because I'm the Christian, Mr. Perkins, that can't call upon God. The blood of Jesus against Ermin.
I follow what you mean.
And all I teach them, she's a murderer, Mr. Perkins.
Why do you hate this woman in this way?
What is that, Mr. Perkins?
Why you hate her like this?
Why she hate the whole district that she plant the whole district?
But that's a good question. Why would the whole district believe that she's doing something?
She must have all the way in the district, Mr. Perkins.
She mashed you up.
If fish come from water, but Mr. Perkins, and tell us if fish stink down there, what would you say? You believe?
Okay, let me ask you this. All these things that she's supposed to have planted in your yard, what effect has that had on you?
Huh?
The things that she's supposed to have planted in your yard.
Yeah.
What effect has it had on you?
Mr. Perkins.
What is doing to your body?
She's right there with you after. She tells Junior Gunda to go and give him big foot like one man named Mr. Hira.
No, I am
and Junior really have the big foot.
Hold on a minute. The first time.
What she's going to do, Mr. Perkins?
Hold on.
Make sure she confess and tell you everything what she'll do. So, what may happen to you?
Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The first time you knew that these things were buried was when Betty started. To reveal.
Yes.
So you didn't know anything about them being buried until Betty started to reveal.
I know she was a warrior woman, Mr. President.
Yes,
planting.
Yes.
And she used to tell me that she was going to do it.
All right. But nothing happened to any of the people that she planted thing in the yard.
She tell her brother, Mr. Perky.
What happened?
Because right now she kill one man named Bullone Wife.
Bullone Wife?
Yes.
That's
he killed Marcy, he killed Mark Ivan, and he crippled Teresa.
Teresa crippled?
Yes, the one who enjoyed finding a yard. And many more, we don't know how they dead, Mr. Perkins.
Oh,
that woman is a murderer sitting in front of you. Mind you, what are Mr. Perkins, mind you, what are you?
Yes, all right.
Dr. Teresa Samuel has a bone cancer, Mr. Perkins. And when she go back to doctor, she have no bone cancer. I'll cast by that woman, Ermine.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, Mr. Perkins. So, she's a wicked.
So the bone cancer get better?
Yes, Mr. Perkins.
How come?
She don't have it because Ermine is out behind him.
I see. let me ask you something, Ermine. Why?
She not even on a bone cancer, Mr. Perkins.
Why is it?
Ermine not go peel and shake the bone.
You grow up in this area.
What you say?
Eh?
Bond.
Bondi is
born in Mitchelltown.
You're born in Mitchelltown. What is the what caused all of this?
Mr. Perkins.
Yes.
Ermine is 47 years of age.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Why is now the whole district rise against her? Why after that question?
When did she start practicing OB according? When do you think she started?
Mr. Perkins, we have a long time for our daughter, Carol, tell me that she's a Wobia woman.
When was that? Are you Carol?
Huh?
You are Carol?
No, Carol.
You told
us
that your mother is a Wobia.
Nothing like that. I can tell you things about this girl who is talking about her mother house where you say, I have certain questions out Lionel Town. No. She always has put because she's a thief and she always lit down people.
You can't have the thief up your spread as the TV, Carl.
I have a TV and a video of my own.
Nobody
sees me.
Hold on. She got to court for what?
Yes,
and licking down people. And I saw her mother roasting banana in fire with the person who them go to quote his name on it. And I asked her in front of a crowd out Lionel Town and she couldn't understand. I asked her again, when your mother was putting bad name in the beef and parchment paper and fridge, what you do it for? She don't answer me. I have an a brace and I asked her, who first wear this at the avant? She don't answer me. She said to me, Carl, if you make sure so you're not in it now because you're in it, your house are burned down.
She's a goddamn liar. You is a liar, Carl.
She have six kids.
You is a liar. You don't even have a TV.
I have a TV and a video of my own that you know of.
We don't even have a TV. We have teeth, Carl. We have got a man got teeth, Carl. You can't call the teeth, Carl. Carl, you can't call the teeth. We don't even have a TV with your teeth.
That's Kegrish. It's on just as close as look.
But
you're... Mr. Perkins, Carl, when I don't call his ass then. What kind of offense anyone have? Carl, no, me, Carl, no, me, Carl, tell him my name. What kind of offense anyone, if you have offense, a line to a photo about teeth. And Carl, have him, Mr. Perkins, because Carl teeth Miss Sally, he has 100 US. Carl, a criminal offense, I have none.
But look here, what is happening? What is happening down in Mitchelltown?
Mr. Perkins, Miss Florence and Mr. Morris tell you yesterday. Did you not even want to come to the district, Mr. Perkins? Send somebody, Mr. Perkins, and take a step and you will hear something.
Yeah.
You will find out that what Carol and the mother sitting there telling Mr. Perkins is a lie. There is a lie of Mr. Perkins. Carol is the first one that tells people that her mother walking over here. Carol, tell me
like
that. One day we're going to come to Perkins, and he's going to tell his sister, who are give man blood to drink. He has a draw out of here and said, come Carl, it sound good. She's a disgrace to her mother, so she shouldn't be one now, Mr. Perkins, sitting there with her mother,
but
because she's the first one who disgraced her mother.
But you know, she don't sound like you. She's behaving like you.
Because she has one like she did then. You not pretend like me these things.
Why you don't pretend that you're this thing?
It's not, Mr. Perkins. If Carl and her mother did talk, she wouldn't be there right now. If she and her mother didn't talk, she wouldn't be there right now. With her mother, she would be there giving evidence. What about her mother?
But she and her mother seem to be getting along fine. Her mother don't believe these things about her.
Mr. Perkins, her mother know, but she can do better. Because she's in front of you right now.
I still miss you, my land. You can't give her just a year ago.
But
why is it that the people of Mitchelltown have decided to hate you in this place?
Mr. Perkins, I don't know. People watch me all the while, and I don't know. I'm a very poor woman, cut wood,